Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Bronx Masquerade by Nikki Grimes, narrated by the Recorded Books Repertory Company.
Wesley Bad Boy Boone. I ain't particular about doing homework, you understand. My teacher's practically faint whenever I turn something in. Matter of fact, I probably got the longest list of excuses for missing homework of anyone alive. Except for my homie, Tyrone. He tries to act like he's not even interested in school, like there's no point in studying hard, or dreaming about tomorrow, or bothering to graduate. He's got his reasons. I keep on him about going to school, though, saying I need the company. Besides, I tell him, if he drops out and gets a J-O-B, he won't have any time to work on his songs. That always gets to him. Tyrone might convince everybody else that he's all through with dreaming, but I know he wants to be a big hip-hop star. He's just afraid he won't live long enough to do it.
Me? I hardly ever think about checking out. I'm more worried about figuring what I want to do if I live.
Anyway, I haven't had to drag Tyrone off to school lately or make excuses for not having my homework done because I've been doing it. It's the Harlem Renaissance stuff that's got us both going. We spent a month reading poetry from the Harlem Renaissance in our English class. Then Mr. Ward, that's our teacher, asked us to write an essay about it. Make sense to you? Me neither. I mean, what's the point of studying poetry and then writing essays? So I wrote a bunch of poems instead. They weren't too shabby, considering I'd only done a few rap pieces before. My favorite was about Langston Hughes. How was I to know Teach would ask me to read it out loud? But I did. Knees knocking like a skeleton on Halloween, embarrassment bleaching my black cheeks red, eyes stapled to the page in front of me. But I did it. I read my poem. Guess what? Nobody laughed. In fact, everybody thought it was cool. By the time I got back to my seat, other kids were shouting out, "Mr. Ward, I got a poem too. Can I bring it in to read?" Teach cocked his head to the side like he was hearing something nobody else did. "How many people here have poems they'd like to read?" he asked. 3 hands shot up. Mr. Ward rubbed his chin for a minute. "Okay," he said. "Bring them with you tomorrow." After class, Teach came over to my desk. "Great poem," said Mr. Ward, "but I still expect to see an essay from you. I'll give you another week." So much for creative expression. Long Live Langston by Wesley Boone. Trumpeter of Lennox and Seventh through Jesse B. Simple, you simply celebrated blues and bebop and being black before it was considered hip. You dipped into the muddy waters of the Harlem River and shouted, "Taste and see that we black folk be good at fanning hope and stoking the fires of dreams deferred." You made sure the world heard about the beauty of maple sugar children and the artfully tattooed backs of black sailors venturing out to foreign places. Your sweet flypaper of life led us past the Apollo and on through 125th and all the other Harlem streets you knew like the black of your hand. You were a Pied Piper, brother man, with poetry as your flute. It's my honor and pleasure to salute you, a true Renaissance man of Harlem.